Hi, I'm back. It's a new day, so obviously, this is where I'm at. Today, I'm covering another K-pop topic. We're talking K-pop stans. Okay, you can't discuss K-pop without talking about the stans. And I know you're like thinking, wait, doesn't my description for this podcast read something like a soft core stan? Yeah, I am a stan, but we're also going to establish that they're very, very different type of stans in just stan life in general. And this is not only just going to be related to Stray Kids only. I'm going to just cover like stans in general that I have encountered as I was surfing the Bluebird app, which is literally just disaster. If it's not that, it's also Quora and Reddit. People there are really on something. There's just no excuse for that type of behavior. But yeah, we're gonna get into that. And so if you're ready, I'm always ready. Let's get this party started. Did you hear that? That was like a British accent at the end. I was like, started, but then I was like, started, whatever. Into this. So, K-pop has probably the most unique group of fans. Like, it's not the same. It's a different vibe altogether. Yeah, there's me stanning Beyonce, there's me being part of the Beehive, there's me just like in that. That's something else completely. And then there's me being a stay, or being an army, or being an A-teeny, or being an N-citizen, MOA, whatever. People act different. I know it's probably because the celebrities act different themselves. Like, the things that Beyonce does is not the same things that Stray Kids is doing, right? So with K-pop, they try to make you feel like it's a personal connection, like you are in this with these people, and it's just so intense. And I think that's just part of the image idols are told to portray. There's the messaging apps, there's the fan meets, there's the, every once in a while a song dedicated to the fans. There's all these little interactions that you literally will not get, and you'll never get these anywhere else except in K-pop. But this also makes a few people kind of unhinged, and I'm not gonna say it's only certain people in certain fandoms. It's everyone in every fandom. Okay, not everyone, but you find a group of these people in every single fandom. Yeah, so we're gonna expose those people today. We're gonna break some hearts. I know a lot of people probably have talked about this a lot, but I haven't, so it hasn't been done unless it's been done here. I've seen way too many people into this and taking, just doing too much. Like, the desperation stinks. It's like, why are you so devoted into this? And it could be because they are younger and they don't have any proper guidance, or they're just, the type of people that just stick on to something. I've seen the most weird questions on Quora, and I saw this one specific that literally made me want to curl up and hide under the bed. And it was, how do N citizens deal with the fact that the members smoke? And I didn't even bother to see what the person had responded to say. Because I was like, what? How is that your business? There needs to be a clear understanding of being a fan and then being in a friendship relationship, whatever, with someone. It's not the same thing. These people are not our friends. They're no one's friends. Like, you do not know them like this. You see them every day. You see them in front of the camera. You have little interactions with them, they're never really direct, but yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're your friends. That doesn't mean that you know them to that extent, and that doesn't give you room to then have opinions about their lives and the little things that they do. Yeah, if they want to smoke, they can smoke. They can smoke the whole field if they want. That's literally none of your business. It's people coming in and like saying, you know, this person, like maybe like a random idol, or they don't look happy because probably this. Why is there that room to make assumptions about people's lives? I mean, when we come down to the root of all of this, these people are genuinely strangers. They are strangers. I hope you get that into your head. They're like literally strangers. No matter how close you feel to them, no matter how personal the relationship feels, no matter how, you know, interactive this gets, it's not that deep. It's not that. And it's not only with the male idols, also with female idols. It's just not that, you know. They're at work, and 100% of the time you've seen them in front of the camera, they're at work. And I assume most of them have a certain persona that they try to show when they're on in front of the camera, because they have this image that they're supposed to have. How are people believing that these 29-year-old men are virgins? These 29-year-old men do not drink. These 29-year-old men, their idea of fun is like taking a nap. Yeah, it might be, but that doesn't mean that what you see in front of the camera and what they say in front of the camera genuinely represents who they are in real life, because they also split from that. They do what they gotta do in front of the camera, and then they move on, and then they live their lives, which is the part where the fans are not involved. You don't know what's happening. Yeah, like that's a whole different life in general. They're at work. This is a job for them. Yeah, the entertainment for you and for me is so exciting. You know, I wanna see them dance. I wanna see all of that, and I love the content that I'm getting, but most of it is barely genuine, and it's all just the work. You know, you're at work, you're doing what you gotta do to get the bag. And a lot of K-pop stans don't get that. It gets so deep, and it gets to be this weird toxic behavior of people doing character analysis and all these weird emotional analysis of people that they do not know. Why are you writing paragraphs, literal paragraph books, about people you've never met, people you do not know like that? You want to put, why do they look so sad and depressed lately? You don't know that they're sad or depressed. They could just be tired. And even if they were depressed, it's not any of your business, and it's not for you to interfere with. The whole thing about being fans for me is just what I think being part of a fandom is just more about the community and the little interactions. And you're trying to have the time of your life with the people that are also fans of the same thing, with the same interest. That is blissful. That's where all the fun is. The second you move past the other fans and the other people who are having this great interaction and start your own little thing in your own world, where you start being, did you see the way they gazed to the left? Did you see the way they were doing this, and start making little assumptions and start taking this so personally, then that is just no, that is not it. It's not good for you, and it's definitely not like beneficial for the idols at all. I mean, they're also people, first of all, and they definitely come on the internet and they see all these things. I would be so irked if like I was like that relevant, and I come on the internet and I'm like trending, and I'm like so excited. I'm thinking my fans are just representing, doing the most, and you open it and you see it's just like your so-called fans talking about how you look sad, and how, oh, they don't like the fact that you talk with your like lip facing left or whatever, like the most ridiculous, tiniest things. How is that any of your business? Like, stay out of it. Stay out of it. Stop trying to find out how they're feeling. Stop assuming how they're feeling, and stop acting like their mothers or their siblings or just people that you know. General, they're not that. Okay, they're not your brothers. They're not your girlfriends. Your lovers. They're not that. They're just people at work doing what they gotta do to get the money. Yeah, they probably really love what they do, and that doesn't mean it's easy, and that doesn't mean anything. It just means they're doing it because either they have to, or they love it, or they have to and they love it, or whatever other reasons in between that I do not know. You shouldn't care that much. I think the second you get yourself that deep into it and you start, you know, taking it personally, it just drains the fun. It just makes you so miserable. You're here crying because you think so-and-so is mad or so-and-so is sad. You don't know so-and-so and you don't know them like that. And what are your tears gonna do if they were sad? Let's say they're actually sad and you're actually onto something. What is you crying on the internet gonna do for them? How is that gonna help? And you just crying in your room and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that guy is sad. Okay, that's gonna make him unsad, sure. Your tears are just gonna soothe everything. No, I get that people care about them, and that's really nice, and I think that's dandy, and I'm so happy for you. You're such a great person for caring about them, but that does not mean that you get to come on the internet and just make all these things about their character and try to change who they are and change the things that they do because you don't agree with them and you don't think it fits the image. Well, babe, things don't always go your way if you don't like them. Like, if you say, oh, I don't like the fact that they smoke, it makes me really sad, just move on. Go look for someone who doesn't smoke. Don't even talk about it. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear it. Just go on. Move on. Don't try to, like, dampen other people and try to draw them in and be like, guys, how could you support them? They smoke. Nobody cares. Just go stand somebody else. Go stand Mother Teresa or whatever. Do that. Because you, like, people be rubbing off this terrible energy on everybody else. We didn't ask for this. We're here trying to vibe. We're here trying to be happy. Okay, I'm here trying to be, like, in the zone, you know, elevator. I'm here trying to, you know, what other songs, like, you a vibe. Oh, you know, Body Rhythm by Shiny gets me all the time. That song is, like, such a vibe. But yeah, we're just here trying to have a good time. And that's what being a fan is majorly about. If you're not about that, then adios. Don't try and dampen it because you're out here trying to know these people personally. It's sick. But that's not the only thing stans do. Certain stans. There's also the fan wars. Now, I haven't been part of a fan war, but I've witnessed so many fan wars, and I'm caught in between laughing and just being like, whoa, like, you can't be serious. You literally cannot be serious. And for me, the best part about fan wars is I get a lot of motivation to write a lot of things. So for my other blog, I will see people say certain things about people that I like, and it gets me right in, and I'm like, okay, now I need to write a motivational, like, a happy little piece about this person to just kind of cancel out all the negativity. I don't go into it like, oh, you said they can't rap, so I'm gonna come like da 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 da, da, because really I just don't want to fight people. I'll end up saying something mean. It'll be nasty. I'm not trying to be that person. Also, worse for somebody that I do not know. I'm not about to do all of that nasty things and lose myself simply because I'm standing So Changmin and I'm like, I'm gonna defend him no matter what. Yeah, I'm gonna defend, but also keep in mind that, hey, this isn't even that deep. These people that you're arguing with probably know zero about anything and are just saying negative things just to rub you up the wrong way. But also, I don't get fan wars and how they start. And for me, it's always mostly kind of like, guys, what is it? Are you jealous? Because the people that start fan wars see a post. So you're complimenting the person that you like and you say, oh, I think so. I think they're so talented. I think, you know, they're so gifted. And then somebody else comes and says, oh, no, 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 no. Stacey's more gifted than Julia. And you're like, but I wasn't talking about Stacey. And they're like, Stacey is the blueprint. And then you're like, if by blueprint you mean ass. And then they were like, oh, how could you say that when you're the true definition of it? And then, you know, it just goes back and forth into these petty little things. There's, like, video shit. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. I will look at it sometimes, and when people are, like, dissing the people that I like, and I see the videos, and I'm like, oh, this is actually quite funny. This is very funny that you think that this would be an insult. And I don't know, because I don't take it that personally. I just, everything is so surface level, and I like to keep it that way because it keeps me so peaceful. If I didn't make it surface level and I took this personally, I would be so irked. I would be jumping on people. How dare you say Changmin is offbeat? How do you even know? You know, I would be so aggressive. But I take that aggression and I make it into like cute little sassy posts, and I'm like, ow, like I'm a little cat, and then these people are busy fighting. It's like a lion battle, and they're jumping on each other and taking off each other's skin, blocking each other, hacking each other, doing whatever they want to do, and hating fandoms. You know, when you say, oh, these fandoms don't interact because this group, and you know, because they just don't get along. And I'm thinking, oh, guys, you're fighting over two groups that are probably friends, guys. They're drinking together. They're having the time of their lives. They're probably on Twitter, too, just reading this, like, oh, my gosh, can you believe our fans hate each other? And you're out here thinking, oh, yeah, no, my group is better than your group. And the other one's like, my group is actually better than your group. Nobody cares, sis. Nobody cares. Everyone's a duff, really. You know, I can't say there's like this one person who's superior. Sure, other people have more achievements, but that doesn't mean that whatever it is that you like is not as good just because it doesn't have the same amount of awards. People are not going to be recognized the same way, you know? Sometimes life is unfair. Like, if a person is like arguing with you and they say, oh, well, Your group is a flop because they don't have as many awards. And I'm like, no, the songs are good. That doesn't mean the songs are not good. It just means they don't have the awards. But the songs are really, really good. And you're allowed to like that. Don't let these K-pop stans tell you ridiculous things in the name of fan wars and in the name of, you know, the flop conversation and whatnot. No, it's not it. It just doesn't even make sense. We're not going to entertain that idea. But yeah, K-pop stans just have the weirdest way of just making everything toxic and always trying to be on top. You know, that's not a thing. You're not going to be on top. You're not going to be my group is the best, and so our fandom is the best, and world domination, and we're like amazing, and the rest of you guys are trash, and you wish you were us, and stuff like, no, sis, no, bro, we're all different people, we all like different things. Congrats on your group doing this and this and that, but I wasn't even trying to get on that lane. There's different lanes, you know, people are going in different directions. That's the whole artistry thing. And even if they were in the same lane, like, Jeez, just get off it. Why are you trying to spread toxicity everywhere? Why can't you just let people be happy? I genuinely think that most K-pop stans on the internet just want everybody to be unhappy, to be sad, to be miserable, because that's how they feel. You know, people are just so many unpopular opinions. Okay, what do you mean by unpopular opinions? There's people asking on Quora, can you list out for me unpopular opinions, K-pop edition? Can you list out unpopular opinions, BTS edition? Can you list out unpopular opinions, Blackpink edition? And I'm like, no, you're just looking for an excuse to diss them. You don't like them, and then you're asking other people to like list out unpopular things so you can be like, yeah, guys, the world also think they can't sing. The world also thinks they're overrated. Overrated my butt. What? Why are you doing that? Why are you trying to make people sad? You know, there's like people who are so gullible, right? They will come on the internet, see the unpopular opinions getting their feels, and get really sad. And they just, you know, it's not gonna be nice. And I'm not saying this on behalf of myself, because I read these things for entertainment. It's literally like a comedic novel. I'm like, geez, they're like making my day. Wait, do you really think this? No, why? Why would you do that? Unpopular opinions. Yeah. So, you know, you if you go on Quora or Reddit or anywhere, if you go like unpopular opinions lately since BTS got big, there's a lot of unpopular opinions, BTS edition, and people will say things like, I think they've lost themselves. They're not even that talented. They've had everything handed out to them. They're overrated. And this and this and this and that. Fine, you're allowed to have your opinions and you're allowed to say whatever you want. We're gonna be like freedom of speech, whatnot, not, not. But why is this mostly targeted at people who become successful? You know, once people start making waves and once people get there and once people are like doing the most and finally achieving their goals, a lot of people are quick to step in and be like, no, stop. You're not that good. You are this and you are that and you're that. If you actually genuinely thought those things about them, why didn't you say them before they became, you know, what they are now? You're literally trying to cover up your jealousy. You're just jealous that your faves are not there yet. You know, and I'm not saying this as an army because I'm not. I'm just a general person just trying to understand why people are so weird. People I see, like, with the whole, you're saying all these things like, oh, BTS is overrated, blah, blah, blah. But babe, I'm pretty sure you're sitting there singing Butter, Dynamite, or whatever, any other song of theirs, you're singing it because it's so catchy, and you're annoyed because you've been singing it for so long, and you're like, I'm not a fan, I'm not a fan, so I'm gonna go and like talk trash about them to prove that I'm not a fan. That does not make you a fan. It just makes you a really bitter person. It just makes you nasty, and I just see this way too often. Every time a group is getting successful, people are first to be like, unpopular opinion, y'all are overrated, y'all ain't that good. Shut up, just shut up. Someone needs to zip the mouths of all these K-pop stans, literally just seal it forever. We're not trying to have that. Can we just enjoy K-pop? Can we just enjoy the music and just have a blast with our interactions? Can we simp over the smallest things and just like be clowns? Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what we're fans. That's the community. That's why we make fan pages and interact with so many other people, because we're just trying to have fun. And all these stans literally just draining it out. It's like we're putting water in a bag and they're just poking holes underneath and it's just going all going to waste. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? What was the reason? Insert Cardi B. What was the reason? What was I just cannot. I'm just exhausted. Also, there's this really ridiculous things where people try to shame you for streams. Oh, don't talk to us. Your streams are low. Don't talk to us. Your group barely has a million streams. Shut the fuck up. So what? What's that gonna do? Do you think that I'm not listening to the song simply because it doesn't have that many streams? Do you think it's gonna make it any worse? Like, do you think it's gonna make it such a bad song? It's, oh, because you know, let's see, what song can I think of that doesn't, let's say it doesn't have like 100 million views? Yeah. So do you think Mixtape O is not a good song because it doesn't have 1 million views? What? No, it's a banger. It's a brilliant song. It gets me in my feels, and I'm gonna feel that song for as long. Like, I'm gonna listen to what I want, and it's fine if it doesn't have streams. Streams don't determine the quality of the music. It just shows, okay, there are a lot of people listening to that song, and there are a lot of people streaming it, and okay, that's great. That's nice. Great, more money for them, I guess. But that doesn't mean it's not a good song. Stop trying to convince people that it's not a good song, and stop making the whole competition, oh, you're not a real fan if you're not streaming. Are you expecting me to sit there and, like, do nothing but stream like I'm getting paid? I'm not getting paid. If I was getting paid, I would do that. I have to say, if I was getting paid, I would definitely do that, because that sounds like, that sounds kind of nice. You know, money-wise, that sounds brilliant. But no, I would not be sitting there doing that for free. Great. I support the group that I support, and I think they're great, and I'm happy for them. But don't try to make me feel bad for not streaming 24/7. I'm happy for you who are streaming, because you have the time, and you like to do that, and it makes you happy. It does not make me happy. It does not, the idea of it, I've read the rules, there's like rules, there's all these things when people are talking about streaming. Please leave me out of it. I'm not interested. But that doesn't make me less of a fan, and that doesn't make me whatever you want me to be. It just makes me a normal person, and you're also a normal person who just likes to stream. I don't. Why are stans trying to convince me that because I don't stream I'm less of a fan? That doesn't hold any water. That is the weirdest thing you could say to someone. Oh, you're not a fan because you don't stream. Shut up. Maybe that's something. I really just stop it. It's, I can't stand this. So yeah, that's part of it. I mean, there's also so many things that stans do in general that that made me think a million times before joining K-pop stan Twitter. And I did a trial, so I made like my 7th billion Twitter account, and I made it a a K-pop stan account, and I followed multiple other stans, and within a week I had deactivated that account. One, weird behavior. Two, the toxicity. It's ridiculous. Some of the things that are being retweeted, I'm just like reading this like, no way you're serious. And then you see the likes and it's like 10,000 plus. I'm like, no. I'm not doing that, and I don't want to be part of that. It wasn't for me. But I did do an alternative where I find general everyday people who stan, so they don't have like stan accounts, and they don't have like super dedicated like stan accounts, but they do support certain groups and certain people within the groups, and I'll follow those people, and they do tweet like normal people, and they do talk like normal people, and it's just, it's more peaceful for me. It just made so much sense for me, because I was just, oh, I was so exhausted. I remember it felt like I ran out the door the second I deactivated the account, and I went to my main account. I'm like, guys, I just fell into a hole in K-pop Twitter, and it was the most traumatic week of my life, because it was. Why are people doing that? Why are you draining fun out of the little things that people love? It's not necessary. K-pop stans need to just touch some grass. Go outside, touch some grass, come back in, go outside again, touch more grass, because maybe you know, you just haven't touched it sufficiently. And so yeah, stop short-circuiting, stop being weird, stop taking things personally, stop acting like it's that deep, and stop acting like you know these people. And also, particularly because, so, I almost forgot the most important one. How could I forget this? This is like the one thing people always just toss around the air. Being a multi-stan. So like, okay, you're multi, that is disgusting. How could you? Doesn't it feel like betrayal? So lately it's toned down a little, but you still find the few people who are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're a multi. What do you mean? What? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You're telling me that I can't like multiple groups and I can't be a neutral fan. I can't just be in this for the music and not for the people. Do you think that is an okay thing? I could like whatever I want. I wake up this morning and I'm like, oh, come and follow my body rhythm. And then like later on, I'm like, smooth like butter. And next thing I'm like, Wolfgang. And I'm like, next thing I'm like, Lemonade. You know, don't you know I'm a savage? What? I can do whatever I want. Stop trying to tell people that they can't be, you can't be a multi, man. That is betrayal. Betrayal to who? Who am I betraying? Who am I betraying, really? Who am I? My ears don't care. I've been listening to Bruno Mars, Beyonce, Dua Lipa. Do you think my ears would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this girl, she's listening. Did she just listen to J. Cole and then jump to Doja Cat and then after that go to Beyonce? No. Just listen to what you want. Let people just do what they want. There's this whole control system that stands are trying to build, like, this is how you do it. This is how you become this. And this is how you do this. And if you don't do it like this, then you're not a fan. You're not a stan. No, I am whatever I want to be. If that makes me whatever, then if that doesn't make me a fan, then I guess I'm not a fan. You know, as I said, I was like, a soft core stan. Made that sound really cute. I'm like, I'm not in that deep. Like, I'm still trying to put my toes in it. But maybe let's cancel that, because if I was trying to put my toes in it, this podcast wouldn't exist. So it is what it is. But yeah, I think that's the summary. It's been like 32 minutes of your life, more, whatever. But yeah, that's a sort of summary of K-pop stan behavior that just, ugh, you know. And I'm sure a lot of people feel like this, because I can't be the only one. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people go on Twitter all the time like, no, I'm out of here. I don't need this in my life. I deserve better. For me, my ears, my sanity, I deserve so much more. I went on Quora one time to check out what's happening, and now they'll be sending me mail and stuff, and I'm like, whoa, do people genuinely ask these questions? Do people genuinely ask these weird things? I just cannot. But also, before I wrap this up, a side note for, so I'm majorly a stay. Sure, I listen to like other groups and I listen to a lot of other music, but yeah, as a stay and being on like the internet and seeing other stays, I'm often so embarrassed. I just cannot. There's so many embarrassing things that I see from my fellow stays, and I'm always like, no, bruh. No, why would you say that? Yeah, it's just, I'm sure maybe a lot of other people in other fandoms feel the same way, but nah. Sometimes I'm like, if a person calls me a stan, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not a stan. Don't say that out loud. People will hear you. Because the embarrassment has been real, man. The embarrassment, it's been, I've experienced so much. Because you've had a great 30-something minutes with me, you obviously have to be back here tomorrow. So subscribe, leave a review, tell me you love me, tell me this is great, and then be back here again tomorrow for another breakdown. I'll give a little spoiler. It involves Stray Kids and the new upcoming comeback and my very honest opinions based off of my expectations and the teasers released. It's a bit sketchy and all over the place, but that's why you're here. So yeah, bye.